Opposition leader Peter Dutton has reiterated his trust in the coalition's nuclear energy proposal, as Australia's peak energy market manager said the government's new energy sources must be built on in time to avoid critical supply gaps. The 2024 August report found that the federal and state government programs for additional renewable energy and transmission developments would provide sufficient generation to meet growing demand over the next 10 years if delivered on time and in full. But opposition leader Peter Dutton says nuclear energy is the best approach if the government is looking to shut down coal and gas energy sources.
And nuclear is a zero emissions technology. You can amortise the capital cost over a 60 to 80 year period, whereas with a wind turbine it's about 19 years. So you've got three or four life cycles for wind turbines compared to the life cycle of a reactor. And we know that 19 of the top 20 economies in the world are using or have signed up to nuclear power for those reasons. The only one economy that hasn't signed up to it is Australia.
Under the plan, seven nuclear reactors would be built on the sites of retiring or retired coal-fired power plants across the states. Mr Albanese's government has condemned the plan, saying it will destroy jobs and lead to higher power prices.